Okie dokie. And we're coming back in to the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden's my name. And we're here in the first day of summertime in the UK. We're only going to summertime today. Last weekend, last Saturday of March, it always is, which is not the case in America. I have to keep checking myself. Anyway, we have a piece to play here. Ken has it there. It's Deborah Tavares, who was to be with us, but she's under severe stress of the lockdown in California. And but this is a very good piece she did. It's entitled Earthquakes, EMF Attacks, and 5G. And we play it in its entirety. At 7 minutes, it gets going, really. But she's at an event, I think, in a major college in California. And this is her starting off, being introduced, and she takes it from there. Okay.
So this leads me to something that's very important that I want to talk about that's happening right here in River City right now. I just also wanted to add that during the fire meetings, there were people that went to the vets building that had lost their homes. And that entire setup for the meetings for all these victims was the Delphi technique. So what do I mean by that? There were hundreds of people that were literally suffering from shock. Literally from shock. And they had to line up in lines of hundreds of people to get to one guy at a table for, let's say, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers or the EPA, if they had specific questions. Rather than having a panel in the front and everybody could hear the questions, they divided it up. It's the way in which they control the conversation, and they divide people up so people aren't talking to one another either. And it was heartbreaking to see the disaster that had just happened that was a hit on our area and see the people so abused with the techniques that roll through our cities all the time. But I want to also say this. Many of you may have seen this. This came out just after the fires. Okay? It says, climate changed. Global warming presents a new era of fire danger. So they're telling us we're going to have a lot more directed energy hits. They're telling us that, and we know that. Okay? They say in here, that's the way it is with warming climate, dry weather, reduced moisture, said Governor Jerry Brown in a press conference last week. These kinds of catastrophic events have happened, and they are going to continue to happen. So you've been warned. You've been warned. This is a warning. They know the kinds of weapons that are being used, okay? Now I'm going to jump into this. This is called the NASA War Plan. For those of you that go to stopthecrime.net, I would urge you to take a look at the NASA War Plan, because it is a plan using silent weapons against all of us for mass genocide and control of all clothing, vitamins, food, housing, globally, and of all people. Of all people. It is a fingerprintless plan. It is a silent weapons plan. And I want to tell you what it says here, because we're going to be faced with this. Hopefully this won't go down on me. This is a heavy plan in many ways. On page 82 of the NASA War Plan, it says that they'll have nuke deliveries. They'll sink ships off the shoreline, detonate and produce tidal waves and radioactive plumes. They'll have ganged micro rockets. They'll Trojan horse everything. Ships, boats, planes, cars, trucks, packages, cargo, and containers. The targeted effects include tidal waves, EMPs, that's an electric pulse, earthquakes, and radiation blasts. on page 90. They talk about chaos and Trojan horse everything and the use of fry, microwave lasers, and they'll blow things up. So it's important to understand that the Air Force has the capacity to silently and quickly sabotage the enemy systems without raising alarm, an option afforded by the silent weapons system without raising alarm, lasers, and the weather weapons that are being used against us. What I want to tell you about the earthquakes is this.
It is heavy.
We own property in Southern California, and about 5 years ago, State Farm canceled the earthquake policy that we had on some multifamily dwellings. And I felt right then that they were getting out of the market because they know there's going to be an earthquake, because they can create and do create earthquakes with Tesla technology. That's what we're seeing happening all over the world. So we got canceled, and then I've just received this request, action requested, important information to update or consider with our policy. And it says, most Californians live within 30 miles of an active earthquake fault. Your earthquake risk is real, so is the benefit of earthquake coverage. Everything that is being done to us is market driven. It's all for profit and money by those few that are controlling global assets. And they control our local cities as well. I could go on and on with this NASA document. I could tell you more. And they're using towers for mind control. Mind control. And that leads me in to what's going to be happening here next. I have many radio shows that I've done deeper conversations on the NASA war document. So I'd urge you to go to stopthecrime.net or just type in YouTube, the NASA war plan, and you'll hear many conversations more in depth about that plan. It's consuming. It's a consuming plan. And it was put together by our military and by the corporate structure that runs America. Sadly, we are not the country that we have been fooled into believing that we are. And I'm actually going to read this to you. This is James Traficant. He is a patriot, and he was a congressman. He was in falsely imprisoned and served 7 years and was nearly killed while he was in prison. He was known as being America's last minute man. This is his book. And I'm going to read to you what he said on the floor and got into the record. And this is critical, because this is what we face, and this is what we have. The bankruptcy of the United States, and this went into record March 17th of 1993, but we were bankrupted during the Civil War, and certainly in 1933, when we were collateralized against the debt. Our birth certificates were collateralized against the debt, and all land and property was collateralized against the debt. We effectively own nothing, and we are sharecroppers on the land. This is why we're seeing land grabs. This is what we saw at the Bundy Ranch. We were up there covering the Bundy Ranch, and it is a massive land grab under UN Agenda 21. And Clark County, where that ranch is, has signed on and is abiding to the climate action plans in UN Agenda 21, just as all of our cities and counties across the country and other countries have signed on to this. There's really nowhere that I have not found a climate action plan. The bankruptcy of the United States. Mr. Speaker, we are here now in Chapter 11. Members of Congress are official trustees presiding over the greatest reorganization of any bankrupt entity in the history, the U.S. government. We are setting forth, hopefully, a blueprint for our future There are some who say it is a coroner's report that will lead to our demise. It is an established fact that the United States federal government had been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act of March 9, 1933, declared by President Roosevelt being bankrupt and insolvent. It goes on to say that the joint resolution to suspend the gold standard and aggravate the gold clause dissolved the sovereign authority of the United States and the official capacities of all United States governmental offices, officers, and departments, and it's further evidence that the United States federal government exists today in name only. The receivers of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. All United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers. The federal government exists in name only. We do not have the representative government that we have been psychologically programmed to believe that we have. And our children are learning the same thing we learned. And this is very, very dangerous. Our educational system is extremely dangerous. I'm going to read a few things. And this may be rather startling as well. First, I just want to say that CAL FIRE has been tasked here in Sonoma County to come up with the cause of the fire. It's important to understand that CAL FIRE has signed on to UN Agenda 21 policies. You will never hear about directed energy weapons. You will never hear about the smart meter's effect on these fires. You will never hear that. Never. Now, we have a YouTube up, and it's called The Plan to Burn Up Northern California. This was put on the internet 2.5 years ago when I was on the program with Jeff Rentz just after the assassination attempt on his life. And what this is, the plan that I discussed, it's actually two plans. The first plan has now occurred here in Sonoma County and, of course, in Southern California as well, where our research team found two documents out of the California Public Utility Commission and Pacific Gas and Electric when they were being sued for spying on those people that were effectively breaking out the news across the country about the smart meters. There was a tremendous amount of spying by Pacific Gas and Electric. And I'll never forget the morning that the Chronicle called me and said, "Deborah, how does it feel being spied on by Pacific Gas and Electric?" And I said, "I don't know what you're talking about." They said, "Well, your name is in the documents." I said, "Well, they spy on us with the smart meters. They've deployed something against our will that's dangerous. How could I expect that they wouldn't be spying?" And then there was a smart meter expert, the actual executive of PG&E, who tried to get into our Google group for the anti-smart meter movement, and he was caught falsifying his name and subsequently fired. And the reason I'm telling you this is that when we discovered that Rothschild is running Pacific Gas and Electric and Southern California Edison, we then understood what was happening. This is another reason why in the silent web, in the document, the NASA war plan that I just showed you, there are 8 references to an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, as what they're going to do. Has anyone ever wondered why we have not hardened up our electrical grid? People have been talking since 2002 to harden up the electrical grid in the United States. They've hardened up the electrical grid in Russia and in China, and they've done a fairly good job in Canada. Nothing in the United States. Why? Because the utilities, of which there are thousands across the country, are run by Rothschild, and the lobbyists do not want the grid hardened. This is all part of a silent weapons takedown. As Angela referred, this is wealth redistribution. This is collapsing our society as we have known it, and this is eliminating the haves and have-nots. I'm going to jump into a number of different topics, but I also want to say that they've hired the criminals to literally be involved in the rebuild of Santa Rosa. What do I mean by that? James Witt, he's a former FEMA guy, and he came out of the Clinton era as the Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator. He's here in town. He's tapped in October to lead the fire recovery nonprofit Rebuild the North Bay. He headed FEMA in the 1990s, but more recently founded a corporation called EB5 Global Management, LLC, which seeks to capitalize on a controversial U.S. law that grants fast-track permanent resident status to foreign nationals in exchange for large investments in this area. They can take, take $5 million, and of course above, and guarantee citizenship and 10 jobs. They're harmonizing the rebuild. They're moving in and creating a different society here in Sonoma County. That's what's behind this. And so, but we have many behind the scenes. I want to talk about this because, like you, I've wondered, how on earth is all of this being funded? How can they spray us every day overhead with the jets, cause fires, cause global weather upheaval, and pay for all of this? Well, one of the ways is the CAFR. Maybe many of you have heard about the CAFR. It's a comprehensive annual financial report that each incorporated city and each incorporated county, they're all doing business. They are incorporated. They do not work for you. You think you vote these people in. You do not. They run the Delphi technique. They have policies in place that are predetermined. This is all over the country. This is all over the country. It's not just here in Sonoma County. The CAFR report is important to understand, and I would recommend that everybody check out some videos. Actually, a friend of ours did an excellent video. His name is Jerry Day, and he explains the CAFR in the most logical terms that I've heard. But the bottom line for the CAFR is it's a deliberate and massive swindle that is perpetrated by every government agency from your local school district all the way up to the federal government. So all of the agencies, we're talking the public health departments, we're talking about all the agencies. They are all agencies of a corporate government setup, and they are stealing money. They're doing a double bookkeeping. Any of you that are accountants, you'll be loving to dive into this CAFR. It's a big plot to steal all of our public funds. As soon as our revenue goes into government, they skim off millions and trillions of dollars, and they put it in the corporate funding on the New York Stock Exchange. It is an enormous money laundering scheme to finance the takedown of all of us. They offshore our jobs. They're reducing America into literally being taken over by robots. How many of you have heard about all the robots? Okay. Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about.
There's a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Back in from the break, and we'll go back now to Deborah Tavares. Sorry about my printer is running here, but we'll go back. We shall rejoin Deborah Tavares. Okay.
You can download this from StopTheCrime.net as part of the NASA war document. This is just a collection of some of the pages, but they say this. The presentation is based in all cases upon existing data, trends, analysis, technologies, no pixie dust. This is about robots, cyborgs, and humans. We're in a transhumanization period of time. This is why the massive genocide. This was put together by the U.S. Air Force, DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, Southern Command, Atlantic Command, the Australian Department of Defense, and many others. This is a global plan. This is what they said, and when I was looking for this and found this about 5 years ago, I was horrified because I didn't think when I saw this that this was anything relevant. It just said circa 2025, future war. And I thought, well, I'll just scan it and see what it looks like. And I came upon, interestingly enough, page 66. That was the first page I hit when I opened up this document. And here's what it said. Increasingly critical are human limitations and human downsides. Humans are too large. Humans are too heavy. Humans are too tender. Humans are too slow physically and mentally. We require huge cost, and humans have rapidly to decreasing negative value. They are replacing us. We went to a meeting down at the Dominican College a few years ago, and I found this information that I would like to read that is unthinkable. It talks about the changes that we're going to experience. And while I'm hunting for that, I'm going to tell you about this, because we're in a war of frequencies. We're in an amped up world of frequencies that we can physically, we can't survive. 5G is coming in. We did a YouTube. I would recommend everybody take a look at it. Lou and I went to an IEEE meeting in San Jose a few years ago. We paid a lot of money to attend. They tried to steal his camera. They had him backed up against the wall. And we were able to convince them that we weren't going to give them the camera. But instead, we got a letter from their Park Avenue, New York law firm saying if we used any footage of the filming there, they would sue us. So what we did was we took copious notes, and it's up on YouTube. It's called IEEE, Technology Future Death Trap. Again, IEEE, IEEE, Technology Future Death Trap, Deborah Taveras. IEEE stands for Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, and they meet globally all over the world, and they design your future. And it is all done on the Delphi technique. Those engineers that were at these meetings from all over the world were put at tables with the easels and were asked questions. These people, really, engineers, don't know how they're being led into the demise of the plans that they are creating. And it was surreal to see the Delphi technique being orchestrated every single place we went. But I want to talk to you about what I just found on the IEEE website about 5G, and 5G is coming. And that's why I have the YouTube, the Cooking of Humanity. I would certainly ask all of you to take a look at the Cooking of Humanity. And in order to understand what the Cooking of Humanity is, Lou and I flew up to Portland, Oregon a few years ago to interview Barry Trower. He's considered a foremost expert globally on weaponized warfare. And we went up there so that we could interview him. I'm going to read a few things that he tells us. And then I'd certainly urge you to all look at the YouTube, The Cooking of Humanity. In every year since the 1960s, I trained the government microwave warfare establishment. I looked at all aspects of microwave warfare. I had a lot of expertise in the microwave field, and I was asked if I would carry on with this research. He said, we are in a new Cold War, and this is why countries all over the world are developing microwave weapons. He says, I really mean they are developing microwave weapons. And this is why all the microwave transmitters are going up everywhere, because somebody, if they wanted to, could use them for other effects, and they are. They're doing that now. The system is up and running. Years ago, our government said to its scientists, when it comes to microwaves, okay, you will only talk about things to do with heat.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Coming back in from the bottom of the hour break, and we'll go back and rejoin Deborah Tavares on her earthquakes, EMP, and 5G, okay?
That's it. Only to talk about heat. So they won't even discuss anything else other than heat. They will deny anything that doesn't have anything to do with heat. They even deny all their 40 years of research leading up to this, although they've said that this heat can cause cancer and all the damage. They say, no, it can't. We're only looking at heat, and that's all that matters is heat. So, he said, for the last 40 years, the English government has been lying to the people, and the American, Canadian, and Australian governments and other global governments have been lying to its people. They have been lying to protect industry and to protect their profits. So they are really not. They're really liars, and it's provable, sanctioned by the World Health Organization. Without a shadow of a doubt, it is the same people that sit on the ICNAP certificate, they sit on our government's health protection agencies, and they sit on the World Health Organization. It's all the same people. There are probably no more than 20 people.
Member of the American Institute of Architects and founder of Architects.
That control everything. But yes, they're going to, in my opinion, commit the worst genocide this planet has ever known. Not just people, but animals and plants. They are probably going to use more destruction and cause more destruction than a global war. And in several hundred years' time, People will look back, whoever is able to survive, and look at what we tried to do to stop them. That's why we're working hard to get this information out, because we're being now rolled over by 5G. And this is off the IEEE website. It's everything you need to know about 5G. And this is how they sell it. Today's mobile users want faster data speeds and more reliable service. The next generation of wireless networks, 5G, promises to deliver just that and so much more. The 5G users should be able to download a high-definition film in under a second, a task that takes 10 minutes on 4G now. And wireless engineers say these networks will boost the development of other new technologies too, such as autonomous vehicles, virtual reality, and the Internet of Things. If all goes well, the telecommunication companies hope to debut this new commercial 5G network in the early 2020s. But right now, the 5G is still in the planning stages. It's not. They're getting ready to roll it out. They tell us that companies and industry groups are working together to figure out exactly what it will look like. But we all agree on one matter. As the number of mobile users and their demand for data rises, 5G must handle far more traffic at much higher speeds than the base stations that make up today's cellular networks. To achieve this, the engineers are going to be designing a suite of brand new technologies, and together these technologies will deliver data with less than a million millisecond of delay compared to about 70 milliseconds today. They go on to tell us that today's wireless networks have to run, and they've run into a problem because many people and devices are consuming more data than ever before, but it remains crammed on the same band as the radio frequency spectrum. One way to get around that problem is to simply transmit signals in a whole new swath of spectrum, one that has never been used before by mobile services. That's why providers are experimenting with broadband broadcasting, which uses higher frequencies than the radio waves that have long since been used. They go on to say, until now, the operators of satellites and radar stations use these waves for real-world applications, and by using millimeter waves to connect mobile users with nearby base stations, this is an entirely new approach. Remember, these are military frequencies. These are not frequencies that we can survive in. They say there is a major drawback to millimeter waves, though. They can't really travel through buildings or obstacles and can be absorbed by foliage and rain. Remember that. These waves can be absorbed by foliage and rain. What are we being told to do? We're in a drought. We are being told we have a water shortage. Eliminate your foliage. Okay? PG&E, the reason that I believe that PG&E is allowing the explanation that they've put out that some of the fires were indeed caused by their lack of trimming the foliage, they've admitted this. You have to wonder, why would Rothschild lead these lawsuits in that direction? For several reasons. First of all, he doesn't want to be caught controlling the weather, which he owns Weather Central, and Rothschild has pulled weather permits, cloud seeding, all over Northern California. You can look that up yourself. In fact, in the YouTube, the plan to burn up Northern California, you will see those permits and that information. So it can't go through foliage. Another thing, too, this is radically a different network structure and should provide more targeted and effective use of the spectrum. They're going to be implementing and deploying small cells. They are portable and miniature base stations, and they are going to be placed about 850 feet apart throughout all of our cities. 850 feet apart in all of our cities to prevent the signals from being dropped, so we don't complain about dropped calls. They go on to say that the carriers will install thousands of these stations in every city to form a dense network that acts like a relay team, receiving signals from other base stations and sending data to users at any location. While traditional cell networks have also come to rely on increasing number of base stations, achieving 5G performance will require an even greater infrastructure. And luckily, these antennas on small cells can be much smaller than traditional antennas. If they are transmitting tiny millimeters, the size difference makes it easier to stick on cell towers, light poles, and atop buildings. This is the 5G. This is what's coming in. I will. I'm just going to talk about one more thing. And I'll just breach it, just discuss it slightly, because I think it is so, so critical. It's the new biometric ID. It's ID 2020. And it is a global plan of biometrically implanting every single person on the planet. Now, when we attended the IEEE meeting that I was telling you about, we were told during that meeting that every single thing on the planet, manufactured goods, as well as animals, plants, and people, would all be tagged with ID chips. It would trace the beginning of the manufacturing to end use. In the biometric implanting that they're starting now, it is going to track birth to death of all people globally. Bill and Melinda Gates are backing it because they will require our national ID cards to show that we've been vaccinated. They're telling us that we need these cards because it's dangerous to be invisible. You could be scooped up in some kind of trafficking event. We're being trafficked right now. And so they're telling us this is a good thing to do because with these cards we can vote. There is no such thing as voting. We don't have a government that we are voting in. When we went to Washington, D.C., Lou and I, with Eagle Forum a few years ago, we passed out smart meter information and the weather modification information. We walked for days to all of the congressional buildings and offices. We even went to the Department of Energy and gave information to John Upton, who was the director at the Department of Energy at the time. It was silent. It was as though we were never there. They are crisis actors. These are political actors. They don't serve us. They run around taking money, defrauding us, working with the international bankers and funneling money out of every single city and county nationwide through CAFR. And I cannot tell you how corrupt, how black, and horrible this is for all of us. And I want to end with this. Just because many of you may or may not know about this situation, and you need to if you don't. There is what is called now a global community of targeted individuals. It's a deep black state targeting controlled ground network and satellite-based network and also directed energy weapons that aim and direct frequencies and terrorize millions of people, not only in the United States, but abroad. So I want you to all type in targeted individuals. If you've never heard of it before, you need to know. I know many targeted individuals that are hit with directed energy weapons, and their lives are unmanageably torturous and cruel. They can now they can control your brain. This is what it's all about. They're feeding these people in to the hive mind. It's a hive mind. It's a one world government. It's a one world bank. It's a one world religion. And it's a one world brain. That's where we are going. So to end it on a bit of a happier note, because I will tell you, we do have to have and find our faith. And we do have to pray. And we do have to live one day at a time. We have to find love and joy as best we can in this world of increasingly darkness that we see mounting all around us. We have to come together in groups like this so we can support one another with the things that we're finding. I can tell you that I just got back on the radio last week. I was gone for 2.5 years because we were so heavily targeted. We were so heavily targeted. My family has been very heavily targeted. And I won't go into the detail of that, but I want you to understand what targeting is by doing some research yourselves. In asking these targeted individuals how we can best help them, they say, understand this is real. Understand that the people that are hearing voices in their head and we're thinking that they're nuts and they should go into a mental hospital and be psychologically traumatized with drugs and detained because they're classified as mentally ill. Most of them are not. They're targeted. And they're driving around from city to city living in vans because they can't rent. They can't hold a job. When anyone does a rental application for these people, it will come up that they're on a special list and they're not to be given any rental housing. This is huge, this is real, and this is increasingly happening to more and more people. We are all going to be targeted. We are already being targeted. Look at the disinfo information that we've already been led to believe. Look at the lies that we believe. And I will end on this. The speech from John F. Kennedy. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night, fires, directed energy weapons at night, okay? Instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day, it is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit and highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. He warned us. We were warned. We didn't understand what this meant. And the enormity that we are in, literally, we are in some of the final hours. So thank you very, very much.
That was one of Deb Tavares' best presentations, man. It's real. It's absolutely real. And now we have this coronavirus crap masking all public activity, et cetera, in the UK here, where we're going to start the second phase of, with Mark Steele, public meetings to inform the public about the horrors of 5G. Now public meetings banned, et cetera. That is out of the question. And they're fast-tracking 5G here, the same in the States. That's what this coronavirus was about. And even some of the research at the beginning, Mike Adams and that, and I have another article here, which probably won't get done today, but and the title of the article is, Dear Clueless America, you now are living under the tyranny you deserve, for you said nothing when the big tech censors came for the truth tellers who warned you this would happen. And it's quite a good article. It's written this yesterday. And you can get it on naturalnews.com. But this is the classic behavior, crisis upon crisis upon crisis that wipes out the last crisis. And all the list of things we have to fight, vaccinations, 5G, pharma drugs, 65% of the United States on pharmaceutical drugs, etc., etc. And as I said before, shocking state of affairs in Britain, where 75% of people with depression and mental illness don't get any help at all. And as I say, if they get on into a GP's surgery, which is what I call a danger zone, standing in a danger zone, they are shoved onto psychiatric drugs and they are ruined for life. Absolutely ruined, unless they have very good, sensible people around them. But it is shocking talking to people of all, as I say again, of all social and educational classes, how brainwashed and the jingoistic crap they repeat. and sneering and, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. No, my friend, you're a moron. You have no capacity to discern anything. And that's what's made the Internet, one aspect of the Internet, people think they can click on and find information. Well, Google is full of poison now, absolute poison. And the American media, 95% of it owned by five companies, for God's sake. And this is something that Trump just does not get or understand or care about. Crushing monopolies, he thinks that's a success. It is shocking. But if we get out the other end of this coronavirus, there's an awful lot of things to do. There's a few pluses. One day, again, the media would cover it, but Britain and the United States and Europe had held to ransom by all the manufacturing of pharmaceutical drugs not that we want 90% of them, in China. And they had the manufacturing capacity to make any emergency drugs that is literally gone from Europe. Not so much in Europe, but certainly in the United States. But that's one of the major, major disgraces of this coronavirus. But anyway, we go to this last break today, and we'll be back to wrap things up in a few minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Dr. Bill, can only you. I think we have a caller, is that right? Dr. Kelly, is that right? Hello?
Hey, thank you so much, PJ, for another awesome show. And I think that if we could reawaken our grand juries and our good men and women to do something, that it would really be a tremendous help, especially to your folks. They got rid of your grand jury in 1933, oddly enough, and they would be the body to hold the public health departments accountable at the county level. And it's just, why did that vaporize after 700 years? And I think that would bring the folks together, both there and here. And thank you again for your work. Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, I really appreciate my relatives and the good men and women there, and I think it would be a tremendous support for both people from Great Britain all across that you get your grand juries reinstated, because it was abolished by some pretended legislation in 1933 when things were just kind of being done in secret around the world. And just really appreciate, you know, this opportunity to connect with people all across the planet, and just want to encourage you to learn how can you help and support and serve and learn how to investigate your government, even starting at the small local level, you good men and women. So, you know, thank you for those of you that have served, that have written about, you know, how to get together and get along. What are the best resource, you know, research and resources? And probably jury instructions are a really important thing for anybody that's even curious about, you know, if you want to take the plunge and serve. And you can read about electronic communication devices prohibitions. And I think that if we come together, you know, there are like 2 million customers on just one public utility, like the gas service, natural gas, Southwest Gas, Paiute Pipeline. And there are a heck of a lot more of us than there are of them. And you just simply need to stand and require that their property be removed. And it's amazing what you find when you look into and research and require public documents, things that are done in different counties, things that are done by bar attorneys that are sitting on boards of special districts.
Would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.